to the board.
For tonight, it's good to see a big crowd here. We'll start tonight with the Pledge of Allegiance, and I'd ask Dave Pill to lead us in that, and then following that, Brian Depp will offer us our opening prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Those are police officers in there.
Our Father in heaven, we're so grateful for all that you have blessed us with. We're so grateful for this town we have to call our home. We're grateful for the beauty that surrounds us, for the good community that it is. We're grateful for the leadership and all that they work hard to do for us. And we pray that thy spirit will be with them tonight and always to help lead and guide our community for the best of the citizens. We pray for these things in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you. It's good to have other people here to call on, so we appreciate that. Roll call.
Okay, Justin is excused. Kevin?
Here.
Mike?
Here.
Bull?
Here.
Rondi?
Here.
And Sam?
Here.
Okay, next item is approval of claims. Get these out. The invoice register dated 1-9-2021 to 1-22-2021. In the dollar amount of $223,831.
So for this medical insurance, is that a monthly charge of $30,000? Wow. I won't carry that policy.
Yep. Any other questions?
What was the city DDU denaro?
For which one?
Page 5, towards the bottom.
Which one?
Page 5, it says city Visa used in error.
It's choline.
Oh.
So, your grandkids got a hold of it.
She's already reimbursed the city, but that's okay.
motion.
I'll make a motion that we approve the invoice register dated 1/9/2021 to 1/22/2021 in the amount of $223,831.
I'll second that. Okay, I have the motion by Russell and seconded by Kevin to approve the claims register dated 1/9/21 to 1/22/21 in the dollar amount of $223,831. Roll call.
Kevin? Paul?
Yes.
Rodney?
Yes.
Brown?
Yes.
No requisitions tonight. It's a good night.
Sorry, we let you down.
It's a good night. All right, next on the agenda, citizen of the month. Coulter, would you like to come up?
Yeah.
Jay?
We have someone that helps us out a lot with public works and power. So we have a little plaque made up. Quinn, you want to come up? That says, "Presented to Quinn Larson, in recognition of your passion, unconditional commitment, dedicated service, and friendship." I don't know how we keep track of all of it.
We all know Bear Garden Day.
I think we'd be lost without Quinn. So we just want to recognize Quinn for all he does for public works and for the Valley Park.
As a volunteer.
As a volunteer.
That for the city. And I don't think most people realize they volunteers.
He's appreciated.
He is.
I want to move out the picture.
Talking covers.
Really good at running out of the picture, man.
I'm learning to move a long ways away. So that's not all. I give up and back up.
Next to me, Quinn's been the longest running firefighter we've had for the city. He's put in 25 years as a dedicated member of the Clark.
Wow.
There he is. We'd be lost without Quinn on the phone. There's not a time that we can't think of different calls and different fires, but being his way having Quinn is close. And get all the, we have Cameron, because Cameron said, he started one of us on there, assistant chief and fire chief. So very much appreciated, Quinn, for all your service and all your help and your friendship over the years. We had a lot of good times, fire school, fire department. Thank you very much, Quinn.
No problem.
We want you to know you're appreciated.
Hold the plaque up so everybody gets to see it, Quinn. Thanks, Quinn. Do you want to say anything, Quinn? Do you want to say anything?
It's done. Look,
help us in public works and expand the other fire department.
We appreciate you, and we appreciate all you do.
No problem.
It's great to have you on the board. Thank you, thank you. Next item, we're going to table it. Todd Beasley wanted to talk about a water hookup outside the city limits, and he's unable to be here tonight. So we'll go ahead and table that till next time. And number, next one is, Dave, do you want to come up and do a financial report?
Can you hear me okay through this?
Yeah.
So all things considered, with the craziness of the year, I'm pretty happy with the financials across the city. Have had some drops in a few places with the impact of COVID-19. Most felt have definitely been pool. It probably lost $25,000 from COVID last year. Heavy amount was shut down during the summertime, which is our peak demand for the swimming pool. And it's also delayed actually our justice court revenues. That courts have been shut down and they've had to scale back, I think. It's kind of created a little bit of a bottleneck in the court system. We've got our CARES Act. We've spent the money. It's all been allocated and reported to the state of Utah. So that helped out the power department definitely. Bright spot, the Concoy Arena has been doing terrific. It's already brought in as much money this fiscal year as it did last year's fiscal year. So Jack has been really got that place humming along. Bringing in a lot of money, having a lot of events. Public safety budget's up a little bit. With Daniel retiring, we did bring on kind of a fifth guy, so we did have a little bit of overlap, and that's affected our actually our insurance premium a little bit. Having that extra guy on. But with that, now we should have some small savings coming in with that switch. Recreation Steph's programs have been doing about the same. She's done a great job of making all the programs as normal as we can in this time. The water fund is, if we haven't been doing capital improvements, it's got almost a balanced budget. Coulter's done a fantastic job in the water fund, especially. So it's operating about $150,000 right now in the hole, which I can directly attribute to the Aspen Village projects. The CDBG program for that is all wrapped up. All the closeout forms were sent into the state, and that grant's been closed out.
Back to the water, wasn't that coming out of the, that wasn't money, I thought that project money for the water stuff wasn't coming out of the water.
So the ongoing one now to install the meters, yes, that's coming out of the RDA.
To match the grant.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, it was coming out of RDA, right?
No, to match the grant is where Dave's talking about. That's
The main lines.
The main lines, okay.
That was the main line match that we had to provide.
That's why I just double checking this.
Yeah.
Yep. And that's all been tracked of all the expensive wages, materials. That's all being directed out of the water fund. And when that's completed, there'll be a transfer from the RDA into the water to offset that. Power funds had a few hits, hydrants, but I think that fund's going to rebound quite well by the time this year is done, closed out. And most of the irrigation fund is actually in the positive. So that's another one of Coulter's done a great job managing. that's kind of the highlights. Those are financials doing quite well considering how much other sectors are getting hit. Any other questions or did you feel for that at all?
If I'm reading this right, compared to last year, we're under most of them, aren't we? Comparing to last year and looking at prior year actual and current year actual. So a lot of these funds we haven't spent near what we did last year this time.
Right. Except for like in those instances of capital improvements.
What do we fit on our sewer fund there?
It's pretty, it's down to 44,000, but we have that other, once they get a capital improvement. So.
Oh, we have a capital improvement for that?
Yep. So as far as the operating side, the sewer's doing fantastic.
So where does it show, Dave, the fines and tickets and stuff like that? The revenues?
Yeah, that revenue page is on kind of the bottom of page 2. And so its revenue currently to the day is 14,000, which you'd like to kind of see that around 22, so it's kind of behind about $8,000 to $10,000. And sadly with the court, it's all fixed over costs, so you have no savings.
That's why I was wondering why we haven't been able to hold the courts where we were there.
Yep.
Another big hit's the interest that we've been paid to on the reserve.
Yeah, last year this time we had an interest rate on our savings account of 2.5%. It's under a half percentage point. So I'll set again like for $5,000 a month in our savings on interest, we get like $800.
Is that due to the economy or what?
Yeah, the interest rates have bottomed out.
All the interest rates dropping.
Well, we're still like in pretty good shape. That's what we do.
Yep, our sales tax revenue, actually they're still growing each year. If anything, the sales tax has increased here still dramatically for what you expect or what you're hearing in the news.
So on that rat tax that we passed, I don't remember, that's not all sales tax, so is it?
No.
Just convenient. What? Just stores or? It's not on groceries, is it?
Gas.
Grocery store and gas.
Everything but.
But yeah.
Groceries and gas.
Yeah. Yep.
But that doesn't take effect until July.
Yeah, I was just wondering. I couldn't remember for sure. I thought there was the grocery stores.
Certain things in the grocery stores, yeah.
What's that?
I said, it is certain things in the grocery stores.
The delis and prepared food, it does, but if you just go buy groceries, it doesn't. Huh. So.
Any kind of fast food type stuff?
Any fast food, it does affect, or it does go on that.
Any concerns you have?
The one actually kind of on the federal side you're kind of watching eagerly is this talk of a push for minimum wage to $15 an hour. That came through, that'd be pretty difficult pill to swallow when you look at that pool.
I would hurt more of the pool, I've heard everything.
It would hurt
it. Yeah.
Sure, we had to pay a high school kid $15 an hour to go up there.
Lifeguard.
Yeah, that's pretty good wages for. It looks like we have a little bit of money in the road budget this year.
Yeah, and actually they kind of rolled back all the expenditures of that section to last fiscal year. So if you look at last fiscal year, it looks kind of rough. We rolled that, and then kind of artificial inflates this year to look a little better too.
And then any decreases in your B and C funds?
Nope, it's, and actually the highway tax is up a bit too, so that's all. So a lot of things are looking pretty optimistic, and then just some of the things like interest. It kind of is rough losing like $50,000, but in some of the other places we're making up for it, sales tax, highway tax, other places, so there's nothing in there. Same as a dramatic cost for alarm at this time.
Kenny, any other questions? Have you got any? Okay.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you. Call me anytime. Happy to answer any questions.
Do we have to make a motion to approve that or not?
No, it's just a update so that you're aware of what's going on as far as that. And next, Marty is not able to come tonight from the Sampy Pantry.
Peter asked if he could be on next meeting.
Right. So we'll just defer him again too. So next action is to talk about our culinary water bond and take an action to vote on that to move forward and approve it.
Make a mention that we just have 35 minutes of public hearing pertaining to that.
Yeah, we could. We have the 35 minute public hearing, so I think, I hope
most of our questions,
most of the questions got answered during that. If there's anything else that anybody's thought about since the public hearing?
And I kind of missed that. I was late. Did they go over like the loan that we're talking about?
So that's part of it that I wanted to, I did give it to Sunrise so they've got it so they can put it in our file.
Okay.
We did make mention of it, that we didn't get that line of credit from Cache Valley Bank, which is a great deal. I'm glad to see it come local. So it's a big win for us, I feel like.
Yeah, we'll see.
Zions, which was the other one that was kind of giving us price, was going to make us have a bond attorney, which would cost us probably $20,000. So that's a big savings for us.
Yeah.
Really
good. Really offered us a really good package.
Yep. So.
Well, if there's no other questions, we can have a motion.
Yep, we can have a motion. We're ready to motion. If there's no other questions on it.
We'll make a motion to accept the culinary water bond from Cache Valley Bank.
And it's also to do the rural water, to do the whole 5.2
okay.
million project.
I'll check that.
All right, so basically Sam made the motion, and seconded by Kevin, to accept the culinary water bond. Which includes our bridge loan from Cache Valley Bank and also the Rural Water Association for the whole water project at $5.2 million. We better do a roll call on this one.
We're spending money.
All right, Kevin?
Yes.
Bull?
Yes.
Bromby?
Yes.
Sam?
Yes.
Okay, next is to accept the recommendation of the planning zoning to approve the 10-year plan, which we held the public meeting for last week, for the plan for 2021 to 2031. Did anybody have any questions on that?
I think everything went pretty good with the public hearing. I think everything.
I'm all right with it.
Yeah,
I think about it. If something comes up, we're flexible.
Yeah.
Yeah. We went over it quite a bit, so I'm good with it.
Okay. I just want to point out that this plan was forged out of the survey that we sent out last spring. Am I correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. So this was designed by the residents.
Yep.
That responded to the survey that was sent to sent out with every utility bill here in town, so this plan was forged from that survey.
Yep. Does somebody want to make the motion to accept the 10-year plan?
I can make a motion that we accept the recommendation of the Planning Commission to accept the 10-year public plan from 2021 to 2031.
I'll second it.
Okay, I have a motion by Russell and seconded by Sam to approve the recommendations of the Planning Commission to accept the 10-year plan dated 2021 to 2031. Do we need a roll call on this? Probably not.
It doesn't hurt.
We can do a roll call.
Right. Kevin?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Rodney?
Yes.
Sam?
Yes.
Okay, next, public participation.
He didn't have anyone sign up.
This is important. Fire department.
Thank you much.
So, pretty quiet. Which is always good. It's always good, isn't it?
I just might add, I thought that was special to make recognition for Quinn.
His little older brother's Clint.
You know, he's got a lot of heart, that kid does.
Yeah.
And he's got a lot of dedication, so.
I'm very proud.
Yes, he is.
You need some help down there? Send me down tomorrow morning to learn of salt sand.
All that too, the good that he does for all of us, and the camaraderie, and I think keeps the spirits high because he's so fun. So I'm thankful he's able to come help us.
Yeah.
Keeps the morale high in the fire department.
It's the same problem with Porky Power.
The only problem is I've had nothing but grief since we switched drill mics.
Bowling, that's his other passion.
Bowling, so yeah.
He likes the peoples on Thursday night.
Well, I'll tell you, myself personally, I coached him in high school, and I always thought then, I wish that I had some of his quality. To let stuff run off his back, because he was teased and tormented constantly, and he never got out of sort.
Yep.
He was always the one that, I'll tell you what, that's quite a quality.
Yep. Very much so. Okay, fire department.
I got a few things. Just an update on the impact fees. We're still trying to push those along. It's been kind of hard because it's COVID.
How close do you think they are?
Right now, I just need to meet with, get us all together to actually go through the plan and actually choose the projects that we want to do to base our impact fees on. And so that's where we're sitting right now. And so I just need to get us and Mac and a few other people from ICP together and do that. And I'm hoping within the next month we can at least do a public hearing and kind of go from there. That's being hopeful. I mean, I want to make sure that we're going through this and we're being pretty cautious with the growth we're seeing. And so I want to make sure we're going about this the right way and make sure we're doing what's right for the citizens of Mount Pleasant and the power system. So another thing that we're looking at is, what did you call that day to hold on the solar? What is it called?
Pending ordinance.
Instead of doing moratorium and have a new resolution or ordinance, whatever. We want to just go that route and put in a hold on the solar that's coming onto the grid right now. So as we're going through this whole planning process with the impact fees and everything, I want to make sure that our system is adequate. We don't have a big load, the city doesn't. And then if we start seeing all this influx of solar coming onto the grid, you know, it can make a big difference, not only to our customers seeing issues or us seeing issues pertaining to power factor or harmonic issues or so forth. So we don't want to run into that issue, and we want to just put a hold on it for like 90 days until we can get this all panned through on the projects that we're going to be permitting when it comes to the back fees, and then we can kind of go from there.
Is that something that we've gone through the attorney to find out the best way to do that? Because I know we've had issues with that in the past with certain, you know, we've battled that legally quite a few times from my recollection, right?
Yeah, I want to make sure we're going through the proper channels on that. I'm not sure. So if we need a bit more touring, we will.
That's why I was curious, which is the better. It would probably be wise to seek our attorney's advice on that, just so that we don't do it to put us in a pickle again.
Did you see the House bill that looks like it might go through too, that you can't stop any solar?
Yes. And it's definitely going to be a burden on the utilities, because utilities are seeing the brunt of it. I mean, solar's good, don't get me wrong, but if you got a lot more solar coming on the grid than you have load, you're going to run into issues, saturation issues, harmonic issues, power factor issues, and it's going to cause problems. Luckily, we have a limit, 5 to 7 kW on per household, and but I do think we might want to go back and look at our plan and actually say, hey, we're not going to let, before this whole thing goes through legislation, we're not going to let any more than 200 kW come back on the grid until there is a system study performed. Anything after 200, there has to be a system study, and it needs to be covered through the cost that we collect from the solar, through the people paying their $100 connect fees and stuff. Because right now we have close to 21 customers on solar, and some of them are pretty good sized systems. Wasatch is a pretty good one. It's a 32 kW system, because we let on commercial we let them go up to 50 kW. So. And then there's a few other businesses that are looking into, like out to Horseshoe Mountain Lodge, they've been looking into it and so forth. So
do they pay a monthly or a yearly fee to connect to our grid? How does that work?
They pay a $100 fee up front to connect to our grid, plus a $200 fee to have their plans recognized through our engineering firm that we chose to go through make sure everything's legit. But other than that, that's it.
So do we have to buy the power?
We don't have to, but in good public relations, I think we probably should.
Well, if this new House bill passes, I don't think you can even restrict anything.
Well, that's what we're kind of fighting. You're going to have to be able to restrict some because of the burden it can put onto a system.
Right.
So that's what I was wondering about these fees, if that's enough to help, you know.
It's not.
Offset the cost that it's costing us to take care of them when they...
It's not, but we're kind of going through this. This has definitely been a learning experience for us. So I'd like to maybe take our program that we have and look through it and go through it, and then maybe do some amendments and some changes to it if we can during this time that we're going to put a postpone in it.
They probably got, or there's so many salesmen right now coming in and pitching it to all the public that
they are. It's a lot of
The tax credits and everything else.
Yes, and then you do have solar companies that are great, I mean, great to work with and everything, but then you do also have the fly-by-night guys that just want out and make the easy buck, that make the promises to the customers, it's just not.
I had somebody come to my house that's selling solar.
I have too.
And they're wondering what we're charging as a city, you know, for them to hook up their solar system in the city, to get, what's the fee called? He gave it to me, but I can't remember.
So it's like $300.
Yeah, and see, and I thought that was a monthly fee, but it could be because of the, yeah, the power's not that much.
We did do a monthly fee because everybody on the system pays a base fee of $20, $20 to $25. And that's how we kind of got away from that, is through the base fee. So the residents without solar weren't subsidizing the people with solar. So they still have to pay their share of the grid, which I think is fair.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And so, and that's made a big difference.
See, and that's what I told him, they do pay the monthly amount.
Yeah.
Just like everybody else does.
Yes, they do, yeah.
And he said, oh, that'll make it hard to sell solar in this town then.
Yeah, because we buy it back for like 4 cents for what we treat them just like any generation that we have. In like just a generation in UMs. You know, so we buy it back for 4 cents and we sell it for around, with the base fee on it, around 10 cents. So, and then in between there, that's how we keep the system going. So we need to look into what Sam was saying, make sure we go the legal route on doing this, because, you know, obviously there is some repercussions if you don't go the right route. Especially with a subject like this, it's pretty sensitive. So, there are some issues that's going on, you know, on the hill that UAMPS is aware of, that we are kind of discussing with them, and along with Rocky Mountain Power and stuff. So,
wonder if that guy was an owner of a solar panel company.
Yeah, I think it has its place. I think solar's great. I mean, it what it does, it saves us for having to put more capital outlay projects out there.
Right.
You know, we don't have to buy, you know, put another substation in right now, you know. There's a place for it, but you got to be pretty careful what
you allow.
What you allow, yeah. It's definitely juggling that. I'll get with Jeannie, Dave, and see what we need to do to go the legal route on that. So maybe for next council, we can maybe do that. And at least do a 90-day, so we can, because I think by then we'll have our impact fees done, and we'll have our whole system laid out to what we can do, and well, I think we should be good. So, you guys have any questions on that? And also, I've been meeting with the school district. They brought up the issue with the fourplex lighting again, and so was Steph. The school district went with Emphasis, which is a Cooper program, on their lighting for their ball field, their football field. So I'm looking at if we can maybe pull it off. We got a quote back from Emphasis for that one field. It was like $89,000.
What's their issue with that change here?
With
the fourplex, has it just bad lighting or?
Yeah, the system's shot.
Shot.
I don't want to put an extra $30,000 into a system that's only going to last another.
I guess my question is that I don't know the answer. I don't know. Did the school district pay anything on the light bill for that?
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
So do we, so...
It is a girls softball field. So, and the school actually owns the fourplex property.
Right.
And so I think the school should help out with some.
I was kind of always curious if they're not paying for a bill, but then they want to...
Yeah, they're not paying nothing now.
But then they want to upgrade the system and have them come out of our pockets.
Yeah.
Quite a bit of Stephanie wants it upgraded too, so she can...
She does, yeah. Oh, yeah, because she was playing, happened to be out there till midnight when they were playing because they didn't have enough fields. And so...
So the revenue end of that, when they host tournaments and stuff and they charge for them, who collects that revenue? Does it come back? Do we get some of that revenue to help?
I think it breaks even basically, don't it, usually on her rec stuff?
We'd have to ask her for sure.
I don't think we're paying that much. Quite a lot of how that works. We crank that power on those lights and it, that meter just runs when we kind of end up eating that. They don't pay nothing on that. But this would cut our power bill in half. And so there's a savings there. Plus, they guarantee the system for 10 years. And...
So did the district talk like they'd be willing to chip in anything on that, or didn't they say?
They said they discussed it. Whether they actually did, I don't know.
Maybe if they're playing in the dark, they might discuss it a little bit more.
Yeah. So I don't know what's happening there. But I don't know.
They don't use the ball field.
I'll tell you what, they've really got quite a deal with the city of Mount Pleasant.
They do. And I told them we'd be willing to help them out on whatever we can on their football field. You know, labor-wise or whatever, you know, with our trucks. Because we could reach their lights with our trucks. But we'd have to rent a lift to get to the fourplex lights.
I was going to say, I'm not trying to be, I mean, I coached up there for 30 years and I, but...
Oh, I'm totally with you. I know.
Just, we got to meet in the middle on some of this stuff anyway.
Yes, you do. And so I'm just kind of looking for direction, kind of what the council, if they want to proceed to kind of look, or if you want to hold off, I'm okay holding off. But I don't... I would like to maybe stick with the same company they're kind of going with, because the company that's actually doing it is Central. Yeah. And so, you know, they're always been around. We bought a lot of stuff from Central. And
for one field, it was how much?
$89,000.
$90,000. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to do it, you're going to do all four?
No, I just want to do the one.
So is that just replacing lights, wires?
That's just replacing lights and wires, putting the new controls in.
So they play a lot of night ball up there. What happens with the other fields?
Would it be worth time consuming?
We play on those, and then eventually we try to save money to convert the other fields over. See, that's where we went wrong. We haven't been saving money, because even though these, over the years, put towards redoing this program, because they're all high pressure sodium bulbs right now, or mercury vapor.
So you're talking about switching everything to LED?
Yes, we'd be going from an 1800 watt down to a 600, around a 6, I think a 660.
One third.
Yep.
What do you think is the biggest cost, the lights itself or the wiring? Or
the lights itself and the labor. If I could work them out with the labor.
That's what I was going to ask. Is there a way that maybe if they paid for the lights, if we paid for the wiring and did some of the stuff?
They just gave me a total price, but then we got another quote from another company, and the labor alone was like $41,000.
I mean, I know you guys are busy. I just don't know if that's an option that would be worth looking at.
And we could go that other route too, but there's different lights, different system. But we could save that amount of money if we did it, and luckily we could do it easy. The wires already ran. You just got to put up the new lights and aim them.
So the $90,000 was having another company do it.
Yes, and then the company through Central will not let us do the labor. They have to do the labor if you want to get the 10-year guarantee, the warranty on it for 10 years.
So kind of maybe a weird dumb out of the box question, but
Is there any liability with you guys doing it as far as aiming lights and all that? If somebody claims they got hurt because they couldn't see very good and proper adjusting a light? Because I can tell you now, everybody's out to get anybody for it.
Oh, yeah. Well, the thing is I make sure we have someone come in here to make sure that it's done right.
Just in hindsight, I thought, you never know.
So we're covered that way.
Well, if we're putting the bill, it seems only reasonable that we should probably try to save ourselves. And we're gonna save 2/3, and we're putting the bill. But somewhere, we gotta get them to put in some money in the kitty.
Yes. That's why I wanna see what the school is, could maybe do, and if they'd like to keep the same system. Or, you know, the system's pretty cool. It's pretty amazing how the technology has come along.
Is it the same technology where it shines down and doesn't pollute deep?
Yeah, with these, I can't remember if they're mercury vapor, high pressure sodium out there, but they're 1800 watt bulbs. The light seems to go everywhere. With these LEDs, you have to focus them right down. And you, on your lighting profile, you have to point those lights right in the right direction, or else it's not going to correlate with everything. And so it can be pretty...
You can lose the softball in the air there right now.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to see you give a recommendation to the school district what you think we need to do. And then they need to respond. How are they going to be able to help?
Are they getting theirs on that grant for redoing the football field and everything?
Yes, they are. And so I know there's money out there.
I wonder if we could get somehow a grant the same way.
Yeah.
If we're willing to use our trucks and everything to put the lights up for them and everything like that, they ought to be...
Well, we changed out bulbs for them out there.
That's what I'm saying, you know. I think they've been so used to, you know, they've been getting so much for so long for so little that they've got to expect everything for nothing at all.
Mm-hmm. Well, we should give them a recommendation, and then we need to get some help from them.
Well, who proposed this? I mean, was they asking for better lighting, or?
Well, the system's done. But up there, we've ran new wire. We've done everything we could on that system on that field. That was the first field that got lit back in the day. I think it was 2001. It was right before I started. So I remember doing the other two fields in 2002. So in 2003.
Okay, so are you the one that's saying it's wore out, or are they saying that they need it upgraded, or what's...
I'm the one that's saying it's to stay. Yeah. Because we went through everything, and we actually had the qual-like guy here going through it all, and we figured it was going to cost more money to put in to make it last for another 5 years than it's actually worth. I mean, and just considering the power savings alone is unreal.
So, as far as usage goes, does the city use it as much as the school, or vice versa, or how does that?
City uses a lot because they do softball tournaments up there, and football, and I don't know if they still do soccer up there or not.
They do all their little league stuff.
So the city's uses that more than probably the school district ever will. Steph uses them all the time.
So who owns it?
The city, the school district owns the property.
And the city built the complex?
Yeah.
All I'm going to do is work with them and see what we can get done.
Why don't you just, what are you feeling? Are you feeling like that they ought to buy the materials and they'll provide the labor, or what do you... Well, I guess this company won't let you've let us provide.
No, they won't let us do the labor unless we want to not have the 10-year warranty.
Well, do you want them to pay half on it, or?
I think they should. Half and half, I think that's fair.
I'd have no other company do it. Art releases the city from any liability.
Yes, exactly, yeah.
So the new football field is lighting part of the, when they redo that, are they going to put new lighting up in the football field too?
Yeah.
But that's all part of.
They're going to be doing that. They're hoping to do that, get that project going in March.
So they've got a big grant that we're going with them?
That's what I was wondering. That's part of the grant they got to get that done. They're going to do the new lighting up there on it. So that'll cut the cost down there. We don't pay that cost on the football field.
No, we don't. They pay for that.
Just for the ball lights up there.
So would our half, would that come out of the power company's budget, or would that come out of the city's general fund, or where are you thinking that money would come from?
Me, it wouldn't come out of the power department, but it's not really.
I don't think it should come out of the power, but honestly, I know that REC probably can't afford it. But we'd be willing to do like maybe a payment plan, just like we did with the fire department. Or, you know, if we provide them so much money, they pay us over the years. So we'll do something like that.
Well, I think that you can hammer that up with our financial director and come up with a solution.
Would any of that RAP tax cover any of that?
I'll just take that.
So it'd be a new system, right?
Yeah, it should be.
Be a new system, so.
Yeah, I mean, that's a, good money to start, but.
And we have the ability to borrow from.
I'm just trying to think of ways to pay that, because really, the recreation department would never be able to pay the power back.
Yeah, they wouldn't.
No, well, and if we do something like that, that has to go to into a public hearing, because you're taking funds from one and another franchise, so you got to.
You're going to figure for a change.
But if you did fund that, then we could use the RAP tax to pay it back.
Yeah, you could just use it, and you don't have to use one thing. You use a portion of it to just pay it back over so many years or whatever, or so much time, I would think.
But I think, like I say, I think, honestly, if the general fund was paying it, I would just follow pay it over a capital projects fund or reserves.
Would give us a place to use the RAP tax so where people can send it.
And you could offset some of it to demonstrate one of the, I mean, that would give an item to me to demonstrate what we're using for RAP tax.
Well, you got the other two bills eventually we're going to have to do.
Yeah.
So.
And there are communities out there every night.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We need a sprinkler system in the park too, though.
Yeah, we got a lot of.
We got a lot of needs.
Stuff on the wish list. That's why it'd be helpful if they could help.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to put together what would show the savings cost for the city, power issues wise, and stuff like that.
So would we actually be saving since we're not using that field?
We have that saving, yes.
No, I'm just saying on the power bill that we're paying right now.
Yeah, it didn't get used at all last year.
Right. So initial savings that we've seen from last year, we didn't see an additional.
No, I'd have to pull back from 2019.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So we'll just go that route and see what the community, what the school can.
See what they want to help with.
What we want, if they pay half, great.
And in my suggestion, I don't know if that don't sound good.
I mean, they do have property.
It'd be interesting to see what kind of grant, or where they got the grant, if we could get a grant to do the same thing for the ball fields and do all of them.
Yeah.
Start out at a half, you probably have to settle for a third with them.
So.
Scratch that.
Who knows how they respond, really.
So I'll keep you posted on that, along with the impact fees. Hopefully, I think I need, I'm going to try, trying to schedule a meeting with us, and then for next week sometime. I just haven't heard back from Mac yet, so we'll do that. Also, one other thing, I know it kind of took up a lot of your time, and I apologize, but we are looking into some software upgrade called Empower. And what it is, it will take our billing software, our Esri mapping, our command center from Landison Gear with all of our meters, and bring it all together so everything's tied together. And so that's what we're looking at, is seeing if whether it's going to work. I need to get with Dave and Natalie, see when we can schedule time to see if this will work with our billing. I want to make sure that's good. So I need to get with Cloris and with these guys and see if we can do a meeting and give a presentation that way. And also an IDR system, which is a, what is it? Mine went blank. Voice recording system for outages and stuff like that. Not only outages, but work orders. They can call, leave a message, you know, and I think that's going to be a little further down the road on that, but it's something I'm just kind of kicking it around right now because I want to integrate that into an outage management system where we are notified before the customer actually, you know, if there's an outage, we know it'll flag it out. And so we're still working out some issues on our Plex metering system on that. So that's going to be further down the road, but that's what we're trying to look at as part of our strategic planning is, you know, trying to put forth that program. And so we'll keep you posted on that too. And through 10 hours. So.
Okay. Thanks, Shane.
Thanks, buddy.
We haven't had a lot right now. Been pushing snow, a little bit of snow to get, hoping for some more. Our other address lines haven't got here yet, but they sent me the proofs on them, so they should be coming and we'll finish that project up. I got Lynn spearheading the project over at the bank, the new city hall building, office building, whatever we're naming it. That's coming along pretty good. They got quite a bit of it done already.
Yeah, well, definitely. We should be in there by the end of February.
So detached walls for their head wiring and different things and painting. And so that's coming right along. That's pretty much all we got. Oh, we got an irrigation meeting this Friday. So, I guess at 11 then? Yeah.
Is that with JUB?
Yep, just so you guys know.
Next Friday.
This Friday.
Afternoon or?
I guess at 11.
11 in the morning.
You check me in time on that?
Yeah, I'll double check the time and call.
Give me a little reminder.
Okay. Let's see what they've got. They said they've got some news for us, so hopefully it's good news.
Your thoughts on the impact piece, deal that Sunrise done for us?
The email.
The email? Yeah, an email they sent to us where they said that they're up as high as $5,800 that we could do on the impact fees.
Yeah, me too.
Your thoughts on it?
I don't know if we need to go that high, but we're going to need something to help pay for treatment plant, new well. Let me try some numbers tomorrow.
I'd really like to get, because I think we have to give 60 days even after we approve it.
Right,
before it goes into effect.
Well, these impact fees, is there an impact fee for the power department and for public works?
You can break it out, water, sewer, roads, parks.
So combined, what are we looking at? Have we got any numbers?
The only one we've got is that one that I forwarded you from Sunrise Engineering, that we could go up to $5,800
on the water. We're not asking for sewer, parks, roads.
Right,
that's just on new construction, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's not,
yeah.
And that can only be used for water projects.
Yes. Remind me, Shane, was it the prior ones we used on around 16?
Yeah.
That was for power and public, the old public works.
Around 16?
Around 16,000.
See, that's what I was wondering, what it'd be for a new home builder, you're going to pay an impact fee of around $16,000.
Yeah, that's what we used to, that's what.
Because I had another guy call the other night, wondering, he probably called you, how wide is the street? 44 feet, is it 44 feet for a normal street?
24.
24?
What did you think?
Is that the right of way in Emmett?
The guy was 99 feet.
That depends on what road we're on.
That's road.
Yeah, there's a couple roads that don't have it.
Did he call you? Tyler Jolly. Because he got a partner, and they're looking to develop east.
Up Harvey's.
I don't know where it's at. He said up in the sagebrush.
They're looking at doing a subdivision up there.
Yeah, that's what I say, there's another one that's going to be coming at us, and he was wondering the timeframe and everything, and roads, and tried to pick my brain, and I said, well, you know what, I'm not, but I give you your number.
I think that's going to be outside the city limits, that's going to be a county.
I told him, you're 2 years out before we get enough water, so you can build anyway, so.
My personal.
Okay, so that's what we wanted to know.
I would just personally, I'd like to see us do something with this impact fee within a month.
I don't think we need to worry about discouraging growth, because.
No, it's coming ahead your way.
We don't want them to pay.
We're going to come if we don't have water.
No, it won't.
It can't.
I mean, on the MLS, there's, correct me if I'm wrong, there's not a lot available in Mount Pleasant.
That's what I'm saying.
Down the hurricane, their total impact fees for everything is around $30,000.
Yeah.
So I say 5,800.
Yeah, it's 16,000 for both of them. Water and power.
Develop some infrastructure for this growth.
But I think it's fair, you know, those who are coming in, that are impacting the system, need to pay their share.
Should have been getting it a long time ago.
Yeah.
I mean, how many homes this year?
We've got so much left.
We've done 100.
100?
So that's 1.6 million or something like that?
160,000.
Are we beating on this?
Well, 16,000 times 100.
What's your recommendation?
I would think the engineers that designed this would help us.
10 times that's 160,000.
1.6 million.
They don't want to just pull a number out of single.
Well, we can't go about that.
That's how quick it adds up.
Try and schedule.
What I say, for 100 homes.
Makes you sick, don't it? We missed out on.
Yeah, we missed out on.
And the sooner the better.
We missed out on that much. Yeah, that's what I say.
They even have 4.2 million dollars.
That's what we better get a chunk of.
Well, Mr. David would like to have 1.6 million dollars in his budget.
We can discuss.
I don't think we want to leave any money on the table.
Developments, that could be part of the discussion.
We got big time.
Thanks, Coleman. I'm glad that Dave was in the old plow this morning, and I thought, now, don't go over to my house, leave my sidewalk alone. Nobody has since I told you, so. I had to repair 3 sprinklers last year, they got with that.
We get a little wild.
You got to get them sprinklers off our right of way.
It's over to the inside of the sidewalk, but that plow they got's just wide enough.
You need to run out your sidewalks. Those sidewalks ain't up to current.
So I blow from my house over to the corner when it snows.
That sidewalk needs to be widened technically, but it should be a minimum of 5 feet.
Well, I don't know.
Okay, thank you. So council reports, Justin gave us that excavation permit.
The only thing I'm pondering on, I think I ended up good, I was just curious about, instead of a 3-year for like a new, the street shall not be cut for 3 years, but that would be 5. If you do a hot mix road.
How are you going to get through the sewer lines though?
Well,
Nope, you can afford those.
Can you?
But I think at least on the front, before they just go cutting stuff.
That'd be pretty tough to bore.
Depending where they're at, so. There is sections of town that, I have found pretty good tater dirt.
Yeah, there's good sections, then there's other sections on the east side that's pretty bad.
Yeah, well, I mean, but we at least make them have the option of trying first, and at least they ain't just going to rip them up. I don't know, it's just a thought. I mean, a good hot mix road is, you know, a 25-year road without touching it.
Yeah.
Should be.
You need to read over that.
Yes, we need to read over it, then come back next time to
approve it or not approve it.
But do you suggest that if there are any changes to be made, or if there are any go through it, even if you can tell it's up to the attention level?
Yeah. Can we put that on the agenda for next time, now that we've got a copy of it?
Yep. So that was his report. Kevin, what do you have?
We had quite a discussion at our last meeting about businesses being on city property. And it was an eye-opener for me to learn how many infractions we have around the city. And this little business that was presented to us, I was unaware of the ramifications that there was in having that little building on our city property. And I actually stayed after and talked to Mike about it. I had a concern because the Reeses are pretty good friends of mine, and they're right there in kind of my neighborhood too. But by the same token, I felt like we needed to stick to the ordinances and whatnot. And I appreciated our mayor looking into the fact that our trust recommended highly that we not approve businesses out on city property like that. And
Jeannie actually helped me on that. We got to give Jeannie the credit.
Well,
because they did say it could be a liability if somebody were to get hurt.
That was my concern, really.
The city could be held responsible.
But anyway, with the information that I garnered from her research and review of the ordinances and our right-of-ways and so forth, there have been people that was willing, I know you made some comments, you'd even be willing to help relocate it. And I actually approached Beck, Brent Beck, is it? Talked to him. He said he'd be glad to draw something up and provide the expertise to see the redevelopment of their little shack location. And so with that information, I also approached the Reeses and told them that where our position was, and that I hoped that they would consider relocating it so that their business could continue to operate. I also offered let them know what Mr. Beck had offered to do, and I offered to do some help too. I have some equipment that I can actually move the shack for them without any damage to it. So they weren't real happy about it, but I think they understand. And I think that how we can show that we're doing, not just picking on them, is that now we get proactive.
Yeah.
And I can point out one down on Fifth West. You have to pull clear out the highway to see what's coming off the main drag there, and they're coming into town 40, just like they do on here,
through the shower,
40, 50 miles an hour. And you get pulling out there, and then if you've got a trailer or something on, it's just a matter of time before somebody's going to get walloped. In fact, I'm surprised we haven't had accidents out there already. So I think it's our responsibility. If we're going to pick on a little thing like this, it's not so much of an infraction on our city when we've got situations like that are a real hazard, a real liability hazard.
And that was my whole point, is that, you know, like, I mean, I get that they're still on city right-of-way, but in reality, the hazard of that versus some of these other hazards that are in town, there's a lot. There's no comparison. I mean, and I don't want to pick on anybody per se. Even, there's the other one that's further down south on Fifth West with the big trucks and everything, and the visibility, it's same as, I hate it when they park on over here by the car wash now, because if you're coming out of that car wash, I thought I got hit the other day because somebody pulled right out in front of me because they couldn't see me coming right there in front of the car wash. You know, because they're parking right there on State Street to try and sell vehicles or whatever they're doing with them, and the people coming out of that car wash, out of the automated car, they can't see any vehicles coming because they're, unless they're already out in the lane.
So last year, we had a big push as far as the rentals that were not licensing. I still have several I need to get, but you'd probably be amazed at how many I now have licensed. I will talk to our city attorney about helping me write up a letter to send out to these businesses.
He's promised me he'll have it to me this week.
Okay. And I'll get it out there. I'll follow up on it just like I did with the rentals.
So what we're going to do with this letter that he's got coming is it'll make it available for us to attach a picture. So basically on this notice deal is we'll take the letter, take a picture, we'll give them 3 weeks to conform or whatever we decide to set up as it as soon as we get this letter so we can decide. On that 3 weeks, and all that Kevin told us that we'd have to do is stick it on their door or send it to them either way. At the end of the 3 weeks, then we turn it over to our police department and it's a citation.
Right. Did you ask him, can we suspend their business license until they come into compliance? Is that something?
I did not ask him on that part because I was going after just everything on the roads, all the cars that's been there all winter long and trailers and...
Yeah. I mean, we've got a variety of different things. It's not just businesses.
We did.
I think we've got two different situations here. I think we got businesses that are licensed is one situation that aren't complying.
Right.
And we've got residents that are just trespassing on our right-of-ways. And they're not running a business. Many of them aren't running a business. They just decided that they own that property right up to the pavement, and they're going to use it right up to the pavement. So you've got two different, there actually needs to be two different letters. One for infractions that are not business related, and others that are actually have business licenses and are running businesses on city property.
Well, either way, they're both encroachments.
They're both,
yeah. And that's what it boils down to, is they're both encroaching on city right-of-way.
Yeah.
And so, the other problem that I have with just temporary suspending their business, like I mentioned last time, I get, makes me mad. I don't know what we've done with it, but the people that have been running my area for 3 years and had no business license, and they still run. And they've never had a fine, they've never had nothing. So to me, it's heartburn to try and say we're giving people that are trying to do something right, and then people that just don't comply and don't care, and we still don't do anything.
I think having the city attorney involved in helping us write it will help it, because in the past we didn't have, I didn't feel like there was any support, because I sent multiple letters to the
lawyer. Right, and I get, yeah, and but just nothing's ever, you know.
And I don't know what to do after that.
Right. And that's what I don't know if it's, you know, I'm not saying it's nothing we're doing wrong.
No, I know.
I know there's an issue, and
it's going to cause a lot of heartburn.
It is. It's an issue.
And it's going to cause a lot to come on us.
Yep.
As a city council, are we ready to defend our position on it?
And maybe I need to ask Natalie and Mary Lou and Ruth if they're ready.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We don't go to the office.
But once they start complying, I think it'll be a domino effect. They'll know, this is the way it is.
I hate to say this, but I've been confronted by the cops personally myself and been asked, because I've asked them to go serve a couple of people, and they've personally asked me, are you going to stand behind us? Because they've served other people, and when it got down to the bottom line, the mayor folded to them and let them stay as it was. And so now nobody will comply because it's been that way before.
That's what I'm saying. It's going to be something we got to decide. We're going to have the backbone to handle ourselves.
Yep.
Because we're going to be hit in the face with it. I mean, I look at that mess out there, that shaving cream right now, and that's increasing every week. They got, I think I counted six vans out there today, and three of them were up on jacks.
Yeah, I've seen that, that's a mess.
Yeah, I don't know what, I don't even know what we got there.
We don't.
I don't know what we got there, but this on Fifth West, all we gotta do down there, Kevin, is move that tree and that they put up there.
Well, they're out of compliance with their business license, because in their business license, it states they're not allowed to park their vehicles there.
Right.
I don't know why you're talking about a tree.
Isn't there a tree right there, put a tree right there just to this, the north of the building?
They got cars.
Where they got, they parked there.
That isn't the problem, they got all the flipping cars are 20 feet farther to the north.
Yeah. The cars parked, well, I just noticed this morning, I pulled out there, whatever it takes, we can probably clean that up.
You know.
Because somebody's gonna get killed there.
The consequences of somebody getting in a wreck for our negligence is gonna be a lot worse than the heat we're gonna take for cleaning up this town.
I noticed that this morning down there myself, what you said. Yeah, you're right, though.
I had a guy call me, he just pulled out of town, he'd been to the shop, and he just pulled out of town, he got on the phone, and he says, "Boy, I don't know what you got going on down there on the corner there, but somebody's gonna get killed." I think he might have got halfway out the road, realized there was somebody coming.
Yeah, you gotta be quick, get across there.
Yeah, but anyway, I just
go
forward. I hope we're, you know, we've got letters being drafted, and I hope that.
He promised me it'd be to me this week.
I don't feel good about picking on somebody like you're mentioning and not picking on these.
Making the rest of it.
I had talked to Horseshoe, and they was gonna move the U-Haul trucks. One thing to realize on that road, it's only a 60-foot road. And so even their fence line is not on the property line. And I didn't realize that was a 60-foot road only.
Well, we gotta be careful on, we've got 99-foot roads, we gotta be careful. I know Justin keeps talking about some of the roads don't need to be that wide, but the reality of it is, we better be careful making them too narrow.
And I would say, I'd double-check your deeds on that, because a lot of them that, unless it's on the plot map different, they're 99. Even if somebody's told them it's 60, they're 99. There's an actual 99, and city owns intimate domain over that 99, no matter what.
Right.
So, the only one I know of 100% that ain't is Main Street from 4th East up. And the only other one, well, see, there's
Fifth North, the new one parked up.
The other one, well, yeah, that new one up there.
It's 900 East.
900 East is 99.
Is it really?
Yeah. The other problem is 5th East is 99. Because when Tim put his house in, we had, well, that's when we had a big mess with, you remember, with Ludlow, when Cameron Johansson built his house, and the actual house to north of where Cameron built his house on 5th East and 3rd South is on city right-of-way. That house is on city right-of-way. The corner of that house is sitting on city right-of-way. So, it's a mess.
This is good news to me, because I was worried that if we made an exception, it was going to haunt us for years, and that was my worry. So I'm glad that we're not considering making any exceptions.
Just so you know, she has requested, Julie Reese has requested to be on council meeting, the first meeting in February, to come back and discuss it.
And this has been made very public on social media.
Yeah.
The local papers, everyone's watching. How's Mount Pleasant going to respond? And if we make an exception,
we're done.
We will be arguing every meeting about encroachment for the next 3 years. So
the thing I think we got to do with these fines is they got to be big enough that they bite. I don't think $50 fines is a lot of money.
Well, I agree. Charge is $750.
Let's go. And what do we have to do to change that? That's something needs to be done too. Just because they got to be big enough that it matters.
Doing a resolution on your
an ordinance.
Yeah, when you got a guy like pays the $50 rather than, you know, he don't have a lot of money, but he'll pay the $50 rather than clean the mess up.
Right. So one thing we got to look at too is those that's landscaped out to the city right of ways that's decent and looks nice. Well, the ones that are actually nice, so we got to almost come up with an ordinance to where we spell all this out, change our fines and everything else.
Well, the other I mean, there's a whole bunch of nightmares of issues, because the other issue is paved driveways out on the roads, because technically there's no permits in the ordinances that states there's supposed to be a permit out of driveway onto city road, and as far as my knowledge, nobody ever has a permit. No.
Well, I think people are gonna landscape it, gravel it, or run the driveways out. They've done that, but they also gotta realize that there's gonna be irrigation lines go through there, there's gonna be improvements made, and eventually, a lot of it's gonna get disturbed.
Right, and we're not liable for the disturbing.
Right, they're gonna, well, there's gonna be excavation, and they might, if they end up, they might have to do the patching over it, and so forth. We just, I think those are gonna be the least of our worries, that have landscaped it and made it nice. It's the ones, and especially if they've left it vacant.
I think though, we need to, if we're gonna redo this ordinance, we ought to do it so we try to include everything with it.
Because you are going to have people that will come back and say, well, you're making me do this, but you're allowing so-and-so. So if it's in the ordinance that so-and-so can do this because they, what they've done, it's gonna help you.
Yeah, and the ordinance for if it impedes anything on public safety, that it overrules anything.
Just nothing on city road.
Well, I think it's like you said, the people that's taking care of that landscaping out, they're gonna be the least of our worries. You know, they're not gonna be ones.
But we gotta have it so that we don't cover it all.
Yeah, well, if you're gonna do a cross board, just, there's nothing on city roadways. I mean, that's, you know, if they do it, I mean, that's on them if it gets ripped up, but if it's gonna be a standard across the board, it has to be nothing allowed in March, you know what I mean? I mean, it is nicer when they go out and some of them and make them look nicer, but then if you start putting, then you're going back to the exceptions. Okay, well, it's okay if you have grass, and it's okay if you have this, but then it goes back to 30 years down the road, they come in and redo a whole new water system, that'll get ripped up, and then the city's now saying it's okay that you had that there. Who's gonna pay for that?
That's why I think it would be right in the ordinance if they landscape it out to it, as long as it doesn't create a public safety. Then if a new water line or anything else, the city is not liable for anything.
We can cover all that. We can cover it all in the ordinance.
That's where we need to work, maybe.
Can I get them set down so we know what we're coming and just set up work meetings for each one that we've got to take some time to get done?
Okay, when we want to set up work meetings.
Well, then you're talking about a work meeting for the...
For the impact fee.
For the impact fees.
So we need to have, who is it that's doing them for us?
Sunrise Engineering.
Sunrise?
Doing the water. Same guys, they done the water spoiler, because they're doing the water, and so they had already the information.
I mean, I'm...
They're doing the ones for the public works, not for the power.
Yeah.
If we do a work meeting on that ordinance stuff, would it be worth having Kevin here?
Or at least on the phone with us.
On the phone or something to, yep, if we have questions or...
Yep.
Yeah, whenever with me there. I mean, when you can get them together, and so we got the people we need to have here in order to make a decision, set a date, and...
That's one.
At least wise, we can get two or three of us here. If these guys are working, then we can get two or three, and we can discuss it, and then when we get together, we can have a motion on it. I guess, I don't know. Because I don't know if you're gonna be able to set up a date where it's good for everybody.
Right.
Well, we're used to Tuesdays.
And I'm always available in the evening. I mean, anytime after. I mean,
Tuesdays have been, I've just kind of set Tuesdays aside. Just like this month, we've had public hearings on every Tuesday, but what the first one,
Do we have to advertise a work meeting?
Yes, I have to.
Anytime council meets you.
Anytime you guys meet. What about, like, you know, the first Tuesday you have, the first meeting of the month, you have CDRA before it. What if, do you want it before the second meeting? Could you do a work session before your second meeting of the month, so it's
Only having an extra one to you?
I think it wouldn't be bad to do it the first of the month, so if you have anything that you want to proceed with into that council meeting, then you could...
Could get it advertised for...
Put it in the council meeting unless...
Not quick.
Because, so we'd have to go to the...
But you'd at least go to the third one.
We'd have to go to the third week of February.
But at least if you went the first of the month, then at least by the end of the month, you'd have something to approve if you wanted to approve something or push.
Is everybody open to the third Tuesday?
So for a work session, Mayor, it's not the same as a public hearing. It's just, I have to have the agenda out just like I would for a regular city council.
Yeah.
So you can do it, as long as I have 24 hours to notice it, you're fine.
We just have to put it on the state website, not advertise it in the paper.
Right, right.
Okay.
And I just have to do that.
All right.
Just like a regular...
Let's roll. So it'd be good to know what we got to do.
Because you can do it...
There's a lot to do.
Would everybody be available next week to do a board meeting? Next Tuesday.
That'd be Tuesday the 2nd. I think we better get them done.
Okay, let's plan on that. 6:30?
That'd be great for me. I can even come earlier.
This one's going to be on the...
Let's do 6.
Do 6?
We'll do 6.
This'll be pertaining to the impact fees.
Yep.
On public works or both?
On just the water.
Do we want to wait and do both of them together? Do you think, how far would we be out with you, Shay? We could make this one on the ordinances.
Well, this is... I'd like to do both in this work meeting or at least start working on both.
Okay.
Okay. I'll push him on that.
Are you going to do in this work meeting, are you going to discuss anything else other than impact fees?
Impact fees and the ordinance of the right of way.
Okay.
Now, the thing we're going to want to do is get a rep from Sunrise that helped prepare the impact fee recommendation.
Was here tonight.
I don't know if he was the one that, well, he's, yeah.
And they could be on the telephone to us too, because they wouldn't even have necessarily be here. So as long as we got questions, we could ask them and...
We're just telling them we're specifically wanting, we're going to have questions about the impact fees. And if he's the one to answer...
And if they're not available, then we can hash out what we can hash out and then, bring them on. So...
Just so I know where we're at, right now, I know that it was $5,800 for public. We don't know where they're at.
We don't know.
Public works.
The water, it's just water.
Well, are we going to attach them to sewer and...
We'll have to do another study and another...
A whole separate study for it.
Yeah, so the only one that we really got ready to go is the water. And the reason they were able to do it so quick and so fast is because they had all the information pertaining to the, putting the grant together for this water project and all that. So for them, it was very easy to get that done.
Okay.
What I think, what I'm doing, it would be wise to do an irrigation one while we're doing that system as well.
You mean JUB?
I don't know if they can, whoever, if they would be, I don't know if they do them or not, but it might be worth asking. Might be worth asking to do one on the irrigation just because the system comes up anew and as you're growing, if everything goes through and you got a bigger pond and everything anyway.
Well, I'll ask him a little bit on our meeting.
It might not be a bad idea just to check into it because...
Because I don't know there again if that'll be much we could do with impact fees on that with doing the new system because that'll be all charged.
No, but it would be anything additional unseen right now from the future.
Yeah, we'll ask him when we meet with him Friday.
If it'd be, might be worth it.
Yeah, well, I was kind of wondering if we wanted to put them all together. Whatever we're going to do on impact fees, so a contractor comes in here and he takes one paper and it's got all the...
We will eventually, but we've only got the water ready to go right now. And so it's again, with this water project going on, and we have to have the public hearing, we have to do all the things, and then we can't implement it until 60 days. So we're looking at 3 to 4 months right now, even on just the water, and we've got it ready to go. So...
Yeah, correct time, so the essence.
Yeah.
Well, we might give you some input from the engineers, how percentages of the sewer and the irrigation and all those things, how, what kind of percentages relate to, related to the water they might be. I know that them impact fees aren't going to be as high as the water, that's what I'm saying. And just like you said about aprons, it'd be interesting to know how much the water impact fee was, plus their sewer impact fee and irrigation.
Parks and everything. Because that includes the parks and everything.
Parks and recreation.
Yep. Be interesting to have as much information as we can by the time, I don't know.
Well, we just want to have as much as we can for this meeting.
We can go online real quick and we can tell you what Fairview and Ephraim and everybody's impact fee sign. We can have that ready for this work meeting and then that'll give us time to talk about it and everything.
So that's next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday, 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
Yep. Did you have anything else?
No, I hope everybody else don't take that much.
We do have to remember our celebrations. We gotta get somebody with that too.
I don't have anything.
Yeah,
but she said that she's gonna give these guys a CPR class. That's all that she had.
Okay.
On her agenda. Didn't see Stephanie.
Okay. Rondi?
I just guess I'll mention, Sam forwarded me an email about the culinary water project and it looks like they have everything together they need to get out the well bid package. So there's progress there. Obviously with approving the funding tonight, the wheels are in motion. So that's exciting. And then we've got just to keep that on our minds, we got some horrendous roads. You're going to need some attention when the weather does break, and I don't know, we're going to have to come up with a plan to do something because I don't know if we can wait for this irrigation project for some of these roads because they're, take a ride up First North here. You do every day probably, don't we?
I do.
It's single lane road.
Just dodge.
So, yeah.
Just look at it as you don't have to worry about people speeding.
Yes.
On the road to tore up. At West, we didn't have any speeding problems before we.
I always said I didn't want Fifth West fixed because then people would speed and they fixed it anyway and they do.
Yeah, that was the first complaint I had after we done 400 East.
Yeah.
They wanted speed bumps because they were going too fast.
I had a speeding deer hit me on First North. It was going faster than I was. But yeah, a couple of these roads we might have to look at later on in the year and do something because it's good. We got a little money in the budget. I just want to keep that in mind.
We need to look at Aspen Village too, because we got that all tore up. That's a total mess if you talk about a bad road.
I mean, I wish we had a ton of money, and we don't have a lot, but we're just going to have to prioritize, I guess. And
yep.
Well, I think this new road material might have a lot of promise.
Yeah, and we can go farther for a lot less.
Especially for places like Aspen Village.
It sounded like, though, that it depends on the contractor that puts it in. Not the company that's selling it, but the contractor.
Right.
Because they had some issues, it sounds like, with some of the other contractors.
They did.
So.
Yeah, I think we let that get their best contractor.
Which was Bedrock.
Well, Bedrock was the company out of St. George, Coughlin.
Coughlin.
Oh, that's
Coughlin
right.
Coughlin had done it. So.
Anyway.
I'll tell you, you go up Center Street here, though, you don't have to complain about any other road in town.
Buffalo's East especially.
That's terrible. You pass a couple cars, you're up on just follow people's lawns.
Yeah.
Get by up there.
This is what I'm talking about when it comes to my turn.
That's what I'd say. We got a lot of problems.
Some of them need attention. But that's all I have, Mayor.
Okay. Sam, do you have anything else?
I don't.
Maybe we want to look at this in the work meeting too. This was given to me today by Nan. I want everybody's input on this because there's some things that we really need to look at. This proposal to shared use with the school district. As we was talking earlier, I think some of them were brought up. I don't think Jeannie got a copy of it, did you?
I I can get it in your box, but I can get a copy later.
Yeah, you know. No, I don't forget to give it to you.
Thank you.
So I don't know if you want to do this as part of that work meeting? Give you time to look at it, read it, think.
I love this idea.
Comes back with some suggestions.
My first one I'm reading here that comes to my mind is the fourplex again that says, goes to other costs here. It says, we'll water the fourplex, but it says, the district will water other school property, but then it says additional cost, trash collection, property damage, et cetera, will be covered by the group using the facility. But with both of them using the facility, are both of us chipping in?
We use it one time of the year and the school district uses it the other time. See, that's the thing usually is the school district uses it up till about 10th of May.
But we're still, from my understanding, I think we're still taking care of maintaining the facility when they're still using it. Because we go open the bathrooms and everything for when they go play their softball games and we go do all the stuff on it.
The lawns, like you're on.
We do all the, even when they're using it, so I just, in my mind, I'm just curious how that would work.
Yep, well, they would have to pay for it up to the time.
So.
So like I said, there's lots of things on here that I've got very much concerns about, questions, so. I wanted to get it to all of you tonight. Let you look at it.
Have you consulted with Stephanie about it?
I gave Stephanie a copy of it tonight because she was here in the office when I came in. She was going to go back and pull last year's to see how much it had changed from last year's.
Well, I would rely on her for a lot of that.
Well.
Because she's one that's basically organizing all of the activities that the city participates with.
Right.
And she'll have, you know, she'll have some good recommendations, I would think. I mean.
Yep. So some of mine was on the swimming pool where they want us to own it and maintain it all the time, and yet on a fourplex they want us to maintain it. But I mean, so there's different things. Then on the school fields that we pay a custodial fee or a technician cost for indoor use. District will pay custodian cost for indoor use on the swimming pool parks and stuff, but as it is right now, that's not getting paid, so. Yeah. So we'll put this as part of, you guys can have time to think about it.
This will be on the agenda for the second?
Yes.
Our work.
Yep.
And as far as the swimming pool, I might want Stephanie involved there too.
Yep.
So if we do have a work meeting, I would involve, you know, our people that are actually hands-on with it.
Okay.
Like Brittany and Stephanie and.
Okay. I don't know if Stephanie will be able to come because she has activities going on. I know she was headed to them tonight, so. But we can get her input at least.
Well, she had recommendations and she got them on these.
They can.
Does that sound all right?
Uh-huh. Did you have anything, Sam? Did I catch you off?
We're good.
Did we have an agreement like this last year?
Yes, there's been agreements like this before, but I don't know if it's ever been brought to the whole city council.
I don't think it's ever passed.
No, I don't think it ever has. So that's why I'm bringing it. Because there's lots of concerns I have here that I don't feel right.
Yeah, it's
all. Not everybody's input.
Well, I think, I want to work with district. I just think things to be fair on both parties.
Right.
And I think the other people that need to be involved with it, the other public works people and the power people. Because they're the ones that are doing our part on maintaining it and so forth. So.
I'll get you a copy of this too, Shane, right after this.
Another meeting.
Well, you can just give your input too again. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you don't need necessarily have to.
We don't want to miss a week. So far, we've hit almost every meeting of the year.
It's just Tuesday night.
Tuesday night council party.
Council party.
Are we planning a long one?
Do you want to make a motion with adjourn?
I'll make a motion.
Okay, Sam made the motion with adjourn.
Steve Ross said he'd bring pizza.
All right.
Did everybody second?
I was a favorite.
Yeah.
All right.
So this, anyway.
I didn't want to read that.
All right.